Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is
Poog. Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
the door from 1904.
Under the rug. Everyone is you.
Okay, should we just record? We are recording.
We are, and I'm interested in talking about your towel situation and how to face it.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a lot to say.
So, first of all, has there been movement on extermination, or have you been hesitating?
Is this Poog? I'm sorry.
We are in Poog.
Okay. Okay, listen. For everyone who's listening.
I love when we say that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
For those listening.
I posted on the Poog Instagram yesterday. If you're just joining us, I came home after being gone for months. And there were moths in my home, clothing moths. I checked the pantry, folks. There was nothing in the rice, nothing in the pasta. They were located in my bedroom, shockingly not in the closet. I found the mother source. I had an old rug rolled up under my bed.
Ew.
The metaphor is not lost on me. And I mean,
you swept the rug outside. Under the rug.
I know.
See?
I threw it outside. And I said, I'm going to deal with this in the morning. And then yesterday morning, I went out and looked at it, and there were larvae dancing wildly in the folds of the rug. I haven't even fully unfurled it because it was so... I'm terrified of bugs, but I'm also, of course, fascinated by them. And I wish I could stare at them behind a plexiglass. Like, I want to observe them from a safe distance.
Yeah.
And so, like, I love when I can see a wasp through glass. My ideal would be, like, to observe. Like, I love that. So...
Yeah, I saw a bug on the outside of my window at the hotel. It was very high up, and I briefly worried for it. Like, is it afraid for its life?
Anyway, that's a level of empathy I don't have for the larva. But
I have none for the larva. So on the story,
and I was
praying for 24 hours to pass so they would leave. Okay,
I was texting Jacqueline. I was flying high on the metaphor. Jacqueline was reminding me we have to live symbolically. I was looking up the symbolism behind moths going toward the light, seeking transformation. I thought this makes complete sense for me right now, mm-hmm. and I felt free and euphoric. Okay, and then today I go, we got to go deeper. I start going through my towels. I have all these clean towels. Folded up.
Wow.
Thought I was something. Thought I was a woman with a stack of gorgeous white right. clean towels. There are dead moths all over them.
Ew.
So I just calmly said, ew. Okay. And I took trash bags. I put every single towel in the trash bags. And now I'm frozen because what do I fucking do? Because I have to look this up. Washing them doesn't feel like enough. I also have, like hoarded towels over the years. So I have mm-hmm. towels from like my high school bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of like, is this an opportunity to just shed? But I also yeah. feel like that's wasting money. Like some of these towels, some of my newer towels I got in the last like 2 years. So I feel insane just like donating.
I wouldn't feel insane. Well, I don't know if you want to donate them unless you are sure that.
Well, I would be like, these
no,
have to
but
be
if
washed.
You don't think washing them is enough for you, like if you don't believe that washing them
no,
is enough
I think
for you,
washing them probably is enough, but I also
but
have
mentally.
A horrible laundry situation. I have a laundry room in like a dungeon, and it's mm-hmm. deeply emotional for me to go down there. I mean, I
all
go
right,
down
let's
there.
Let's unpack that because I'm not ready. I'm not sold on, you know, you having an in-home washer and dryer being a devastating scenario that we can't even consider as an option.
But if you okay, saw my basement, and listen, it's not insulated mm-hmm. from the outdoors, and there have been rats down there. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is serious.
No, I'm not saying it's great, but I want to drop in. It's like when...
No, I appreciate it. I need
I was
to...
on the... on the road and I was trying to work on my merch cart and needed some like plastic drawers from the local hardware store to stick the merch in so it'd be easy to grab. And like, there was like a single bug in one of them. And I was like, perhaps I was premenstrual. I was tired. And I just like said to tour manager Emma, I was like, I just sighed in the store and put them away because yeah. I saw a single bug in them. I was just like, just this isn't gonna work for me or something, you know, like just when yeah, pure yeah. exhaustion, like
I know
when you've been beaten down and like, and she was like, we can get wipes, like we can clean it. And I was like, I don't know if it's gonna be enough.
No, thank you for yes.
But anyway, so it's like, let's take a second, right? Are you afraid? So here's a question, like I don't fear rats or anything in the same way in daytime, okay, but I might at night. Like, if you were down in there and it's not insulated, you say not to insulate, is there a door?
There's out? A door from 1904, like, literally from 1904. And,
well, congrats, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. And
what I'm saying is that door open, a little sun, okay, slipping in, me down there chuckling with you, okay?
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, if you want to come laugh with me, if you want
right,
to come
then
laugh
you can
with
do
me.
It. So there yeah. are ways that it can be done. You
okay, you're opening up a door here. I see. It's more me.
But oh, yeah. I'm not saying you have to do it all yourself, okay? Bless you. So let's like look at some other options.
Okay,
first
okay.
of all, professional consultation.
About the moths?
Yeah.
You know what I'm starting to feel? I'm starting to feel that this is so painfully boring. I can't have this be what Poog is. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a fool, okay? Because it's okay. gripping.
Okay.
You're a fool and it's gripping. Okay. You okay. need, okay. Maybe if you let go and dive in with me, okay. Just listen to me. This is big and you put those goddamn larvae, okay?
Yeah.
And I can't say larvae, it's too disgusting, on our feed. Okay.
I know.
Okay. And so now we're going to have to look at them, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but people deal with these things. All right. So, like, and it's interesting to me. The question being, did you call? Because I went into Google. I
Here's
pulled up
painful.
Orkin Man
you
and I sent you the direct
me.
Link.
I called, remember my corpse flesh fly? My
yes.
flesh fly incident?
Yes.
I called my flesh fly man, texted him, I emailed nothing hurtful. And then I called for this place. It was like a local place. And
oh, that's funny because you may recall when I sent you Orkin.
You
I said
don't go boutique.
Don't go boutique. We do not need a hip fucking
this
east
wasn't
side.
Hip, honey. This was, and by the way, I was talking to her for like 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, it sounds like you're underwater. She's like, oh yeah, the connection can be kind of, and then she just like went away.
It's just like, and let me guess, what was the recommendation? Spritz lemon juice?
No, she said it would be a spray. I'd have to leave the house for 4 hours. So talk about poison has its place. I'm like, let's get the poison in here. I want them out.
Of course. All right. So, and then what happened? So she slipped away.
Wait, there's also another context for this that I think the listener should know, which is that the hot water completely broke in my house 2 days ago. Today's day three, no shower. Okay. And so I came home. The moths overtook me. I was in bed, laying there. Now, in retrospect, the horror of me in bed catching up on Succession while a larva-infested rug pulsates beneath me and moths fly.
It's so disgusting.
It's unimaginable. And so, and then...
As you cackled at Succession?
That night, I took a shower. I was like, the water's not getting that hot. I was upset. I texted my friend who'd been staying here, like, did you have trouble? She's like, no. The next morning, hot water's just gone. So I'm on day three, no shower. Those close to me know that water for me is the source of all life. So I take at least a shower a day. But here's something incredible, Jacqueline. I have no BO. And this is something I woke up and I thought, I got to talk about this on the show because what if I'm over showering? Because
you feel like when you shower, you have it worse?
What do you use
under there?
So I have been using, I actually want to shout them out because I would love some free product. Lume, L-U-M-E. It's like a natural deodorant. I don't know. But it's fine. It's a little thick. Yeah. But I think it's good. But the point is, how could I be day three no BO? Do you know what I mean? Was just using like a natural deodorant that normally I would think is, you know, normally wouldn't work for me.
Well, you know, we discussed sort of the natural deodorant thing many moons ago on Poog, and of course, and talking about how they so rarely work, and then of course a lot of people reached out with their wrecks, and I was like,
I scoffed at them because I've always been wronged. And I want to say, apparently there was just an article that came out in the Times about how basically being like antiperspirant is not carcinogenic, like this fear of like aluminum or something, which take that
paid
with
for,
what
paid for by big aluminum.
I know, paid for.
But, did you happen to notice the aluminum foil ad that took up 6 pages at the back of the Times? All right.
So okay, but listen, you are listening. But
tell me more.
Okay, so I just wanted to give the listener context of my kind of feeling. I particularly despondent this morning of the no hot water. I'm ready to shower. I'm really ready to shower.
Can I say something that's a poog kind of? I'm in Poog mind, and so here we are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a great opportunity for you to explore the Wim Hof method, et cetera.
Oh, trust me, I will be hoffing later because I was almost going to text John and be like, can I come over and take a shower? And I thought, just do the cold water. It's completely possible to do. So I will be doing that later because I'm also getting a haircut
fun.
Later. A lot.
It
happening.
Is kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No, I mean, yeah. And there the benefits. Oh, I got, can I just show you to shock you? I'm going to show you and you can narrate for the listener because I got a new device I haven't even told you about. You ready?
What?
I'll show you. Hold on. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth the, I really think it's worth this. All right. Time. And,
wow.
And obviously,
what's coming? You
know, take my mic with me. We can manage the sound.
Okay, we've lost contact. Okay, there.
No!
Oh, wow. There's been a tumble. What
that
was that?
That is shocking. That was a laptop. You've fallen. You've fallen into a ridiculous position. All right. But to have that caught on film, it's pretty unbelievable. Texting?
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. I'm looking because in my horror, I am... Oh, my God. My food's here. I just ordered Postmates. As you know, I never order delivery. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't know why you think that's a brag. Keep on going. All right. Go get it. Go get it. Now, her disdain, clearly, like to, I guess, not cook up a yam, but instead get some food delivered. My one true pleasure in life. There she goes. I'm so happy for it. I can hear that the bag is light, though. I can hear that the bag is light. Really? What did she get? A bag of arugula? I got 2 really heavy bags of delivery recently, And one of them had my Chinese food in it. And then the other one was so heavy and I got so excited that, and then I discovered that, I knew you'd come in talking. Me and the listener are actually having a conversation. I was just saying your bag sounded light. I was saying your bag sounded light. Like I could hear that the delivery bag was light. And I was saying the other night in the hotel, I got Chinese food delivered and there was two bags and they were so heavy. And then I remembered sadly that I'd ordered four bottles of water because I'd run out of the hotel's supply. And that was creating some of the heaviness. All right. So are you ready? Mm-hmm. You have to narrate for the listener now.
Okay.
You're not doing it.
I know. Give me a second. I need to take four bites so I don't completely die on air. Okay. Hold on. Obviously, we'll cut the crunching, the chewing. It's awful. Okay, Jacqueline's lying down. Are your feet in?
You'll see momentarily.
Your ankles are supported by some kind of. It's like when you okay, and we've fallen again.
Okay, this is some of the finest, arguably, like, journalism about laptops falling that has ever been put on air. The fact that you've now experienced it twice. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay, whoa. What? You purchased this?
Yep.
Okay, so Jacqueline's ankles are elevated. Oh, is it a restless leg thing?
Tell them.
Okay, I'm also capturing video for the Instagram. So Jacqueline's legs are dancing wildly. In a...
it's called the Chi Vitalizer.
Okay, so... It's just rocking your legs back and forth.
Back and forth, and it's creating a wave-like motion that emanates all the way up through the spine.
Really? Oh, how does that feel?
Now, it feels great, and now I got it. It's been around since the 80s, which, and Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad, I think, has one. Or on.
Well, I'm not shocked. It looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes in the wellness world, you have to go, what's been working? And I was reading reviews, and people are like, you know, this saved me in the 80s and I just pulled it out of my closet or whatever and it saved me again. Now, I got it because when my restless legs are really bad, I need someone punching them or moving them or whatever, but I need to be able to go to sleep with my face, I mean, in my head. So I actually think that my body moving wildly, I could actually fall asleep like this.
I was going to say, you haven't yet slept with your
legs. No, this arrived last night. I plugged it in today. Now you see my feet? Is that all you see?
I only see your feet. I see your legs as well. I mean, I see your feet and legs. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, now I'm going to...
You know what else is supposed to be good for?
I'm show this. What?
Digestion.
You're kidding.
No. See how I'm getting wiggled around?
That's cool. I'll absolutely be trying that out.
If you think this isn't moving lymph,
that's true. I can imagine.
I mean, now what's hilarious is classically, they also, some people are like, it's exercise. And it's like,
right. Well, I was going to say, it reminds me of whatever that machine was where people stand on the vibrating thing and it shakes them.
Which geniusly in Mad Men, remember, was sort of revealed to be like a masturbatory device.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That was genius. But anyway, I'm really excited about it. It's going to fit nicely into any routine where I do six other things at once. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like six healing modalities at a time.
Oh, you could read on that. That's
like, what if I were in a heat blanket with my feet sticking out on the, well, that wouldn't be probably quite right, but you got to keep that heat in.
I love it.
Anyway, I just really thought it'd be exciting to show you.
Wait, did we ever go to break? We never went to break. This is now act two.
Yeah, I guess we could throw okay, we must do break now in, and that can be edited in earlier if we really want.
Okay, I'll do one of those right now.
So let's do one of those.
Okay.
No, seriously, we do have to go to break.
Yeah, yeah, okay, we gotta go right now. We gotta break.
We'll get right back into it though. Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just
sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Also, I hope the listeners are impressed, those listening, by how much I didn't get upset about my laptop crashing twice. I just think that's worth noting.
You know, I didn't even notice that because Yeah. If you have your laptop, or if your laptop is dangling kind of precariously on the edge of your bed, do you scoop in there to save it? Or do you kind of, I sort of have this disdain for, like, I...
For protecting it?
No, like, yeah, or I don't have disdain toward the urge to protect technology. I think that makes sense. But I'm kind of careless with, like, my laptop. I think I have some anger toward it. And so when I see it, like, dangling, I'm like, go for it, bitch. Fall. Yeah, like, I feel you. This almost anger. And I actually had this moment today as I was looking through stuff for the moths. I found this article. I found this, like, old blanket thing. And I thought, I almost want there to be moths in here, so I have to get rid of this.
Well, welcome to profundity.
And it's okay, highest. Yeah.
That is, I mean, talk about, that's like people fighting before they go away to wherever, college or something, because
it's easier to leave.
It's easier to leave if you're fighting.
And then it's hard for me because I feel that I'm wasteful. Like, I, you know, it's something that I struggle with. And so I can't throw away the towels. I'll just look it up, how to wash them and all of that.
Ew, right as we speak, a bug just walked by. Wait, hold on. Okay,
The hot water. So I just want everyone to understand the hot water with the moths. Also, it's a gorgeous day. I can't go outside because they're replacing the hot water heater. Thank God. But I can't leave. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by that.
You don't think you could sit outside while that's happening?
Of course.
I mean, you just mean like you have to wait because they're going to appear at some time and you don't know when. Like the whole,
they're here.
The
whole I can
window.
Hear them. No, they're down there. I already let them in. But I'm going to have a new energetic space that I'm inhabiting. I need to slough off the dead larva, the energy of the larva, which have overtaken me.
You mean that have overtaken Act One? Or is that what you mean? I don't mean it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm comfortable with it. Once again, your self-consciousness.
I'm self-conscious about
completely
it.
Completely laughable. When I blaze ahead with you know, my various performative flaws with no apology.
I just don't know if it's good content. I just think they deserve better content than me and my moths.
I don't know, Kate. I think you and your moths are pretty essential. I mean, but I think I just want to address the question of like, okay, let's get everything fabric.
Yeah, get it out
into a series of goddamn bags. Then you decide: are those going to go be laundered?
Yeah,
you know.
Or am I going to burn them in a shallow grave? Yeah,
whatever. But get everything that is contaminated. I say you get everything that you know could be contaminated, or do not like. If you're hoping for moths in it, then I think it needs to go into the whatever pile.
Okay? Yeah,
and then. So you gather everything that is either going to be dumped or laundered. Then.
And of course, by dumped, I mean donated.
Okay.
Yeah.
But. And then you invite them in and they spray. Yeah. You spend four hours at the Grove.
Oh, with you having a cocktail.
So you get it all out. I knew that I could seduce you into this plan.
If I come with you, like, that's all. I will feel so, knowing that they're spraying, having that hand, and like leaving. I'm going to meet you at the Grove to have an Aperol spritz and like hit Nordstrom's.
hit Nordstrom's. And knowing that.
Promise?
That yes. And knowing that the fabrics, the questionable fabrics, that they're not going to like spray essentially, right? They're going to bomb the place, which I guess would technically get at the fabrics. But I just think you want all linens completely taken out and handled separately. And then the space in which they're going to be sprayed.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
You're completely correct. And I will say, I went through my closet today. And it was okay in there, which is such a gift because it can mean I would be devastated if the clothes were ruined. I mean,
it's just the endless vintage designer.
I mean, it's almost like, why would I be upset? My clothes are actually sort of okay. It's just anyway, I'm going to have hot water.
Oh, you were disappointed because you were hoping that it would push you into, sorry, I missed that.
I still feel like it's pushing me into shedding things, which is very good. And I need to get rid of probably 70% of my belongings. I mean, and I mean, they need to go. And there is a feeling of the anxiety over waste and throwing things away is so overpowering that it's much more likely, like, if you're debating whether or not to hold on to something, get rid of it is the actual answer. Like, the debate is the answer.
The debate is the answer.
Oh, wow.
Mouth, the thought. And then, wait, I had an idea when you said that. Oh, well, here's something to remember. Something unused rotting in your closet is not wasteful. Like,
completely,
you know what I mean? No,
completely.
No, it's one thing to, like, you're not trying to fill a landfill, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, that, you know, that sense, like, you know, like, taking responsibility for the items that you've procured and figuring out what their end-of-life plan is.
Yeah.
Have you, like, kind of interesting language. Like, I literally don't know how to pronounce it. G-O-L-D-U-N-E, who actually sent us gift cards very generously. They have all
who?
These sustainable things. I'm saying the name of the company.
Like, I don't remember a gift
Golden,
card from Golden.
I know. I've tried to remind you multiple times because I've already benefited off of the gift card. And I'm like, Kate, money on the table, Kate. But anyway, it's all this. It's sustainable. And then everything has like an end of life kind of like explanation.
But wait,
like,
what's sustainable?
Well, this one you
what
send
is
back
it?
To all. It's a curation. It's a website that curates all kind of. All like home goods. I think their like tag is like, I think it's something like sustainable, but not granola or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, cause that's been like a problem sort of.
I have to say I'm still completely unclear on what it is.
It's a website full of goods, home goods,
okay.
Self goods, life, oh,
okay.
Lifestyle goods.
All, now I get
and
it.
It's, but it's curated.
Got it.
With sustainability in mind. And it'll have like end of life directions. Like,
whoa.
This part is recycled this way. This part's recycled this way. This part's, you know, this part you send back to us and we, whatever. It's, I'm pretty excited about it, frankly.
That's cool. I just did a spray of,
citrine?
This Drew Martin, it's like the first, like, cannabis infused fragrance, but smells really nice. Mm. It smells like Christmas. I'm very fragrance, you know, I'm very sensitive to that. And it's nice. Anyway,
have you noticed, I know we say it gets earlier and earlier every year, people start putting out the trees and whatever. And I feel like quarantine helped that because it was like, well, I'm not waiting, I'm starting. And then like Mariah Carey released like a TikTok thing about like with Christmas. So I feel like it's this
that.
Year it's begun.
I'm
Do
ready
you remember
for it.
Like, yeah, I think it's begun. It's no longer like I thought I was really proud of being this like, yeah, the first day after Christmas, that's when my tree goes up. Like this
right.
kind of like
first day after
as though that was really
Halloween?
Or first day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
rather.
Yeah.
And I kind of remember in movies like people having like at Thanksgiving scenes in movies, like the Christmas stuff already being up and that sort of confusing me. Do you know what I'm talking about? I guess or maybe I'm thinking of turkey at Thanksgiving confusing me. Like Norman Rockwell paintings where there's a big turkey.
You think that's Christmas?
Well, I've seen it. And I was like, I thought ham was Christmas. Now, that's
ham
not something
Christmas.
My family ever did. But like in movies.
My mother,
cutting
did,
into
my
the
mother
ham.
Does a ham.
Mm,
it's so
right.
good. You should have a little Christmas
That's why
party.
You pushed ham. I would love to. That's why
I
you
always
pushed
push ham
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the
I just...
snobbery. You're like, turkey, of course, is dry and one of the least good meats around. So I will not be doing a turkey. When we were talking about Thanksgiving
I'd rather
last
do pork
year,
shoulder.
Like,
by the way, Jacqueline, I'm devastated. You're out of town for Thanksgiving because I wanted to do Thanksgiving with you. Wow. Okay. I have a little, this is kind of fun because today is a bit heavy, but I refuse to apologize. I've been loving in my coffee in the morning, this coconut milk that's like comes in a little box. I believe it's imported from Thailand. It's like very, it's so creamy and thick and insane. And like you open it and you have to use it within 3 days. But it's sensational and
oh
I will be posting
God.
It. I think it's, you know, I'm going to find the brand. But you would love it. Maybe. Mm. I mean.
I got to get some butter to put in my bone broth. I've been drinking. They sent us, the Beauty and the Broth sent us some bone broth. And
wait, okay, okay,
I've
okay,
begun
okay,
drinking
Whoa, huge question. Where the fuck is my broth?
Okay, let me think about that. Where the fuck is your broth? Oh, the only thing I can think of is that
I have to.
Maybe they came to me for the broth because I was pushing the agenda of broth.
Well, I would love broth
related to my show in New York. Well, of course, but I like about broth being what I would drink backstage. Blah blah blah. And so, like, maybe it wasn't technically a poog.
That's
gift.
Fair. That's fair.
I mean, look, I really try not to get anything. I nearly panicked when I thought that I had received a goop. Sex, love, and goop package that you hadn't potentially. I like broke the news to you.
This
is obnoxious.
That was really beautiful and sweet. And I want to say the sex, love, and goop box is insane.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch the show.
I'm curious about
the show.
I mean,
I know all we do is beg for free stuff, and yet I'm still embarrassed by like being blessed
with that box. I texted you. I'm cackling. I'm like, this is insane. The absolute glory of it all. And it said from Gwyneth, you know, and that was to see that little signature. Who knows who wrote that, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. She approved someone.
And I will be
it.
Watching the Goop sex show. Okay. So the coconut milk we love, Arroyo D. I'm going to post it. It's you can buy it online. It's quite goddamn delicious, but it has to, I repeat, has to be frothed. You have to. Do you have a milk frother? We've talked about this. Changed my life. Yeah, it was an early quarantine. I mean, it's just, you can hardly live without it.
Wait, which, I forget though. You've talked about like, I can't remember now. I know we talked about like the sort of, do you mean the little spinning thing or do you mean like a carafe that froths?
I mean, it's like a separate little thing. You plug it in, you pour your fluids. Ugh.
Yeah.
You pour it
not
in.
Not the little thing.
Not the handheld whisk. That's,
you know, that little thing. Yeah. Which no, has that its benefit. I mean,
sure,
that
sure. If you're,
up,
if you're,
certainly doesn't heat it.
Certainly doesn't. And heating is essential. If you're on right. the, if you're on the run, I mean, I've,
right.
You know, if you're on an airplane, sure.
I just
then
imagined us. Okay, we're trapped in a car, like in one of those snowstorms in the woods. Okay, like death is near. Okay, and I pull out, like I like make, I'm like whipping up with like ice cold whatever, like something that's almost like a coffee drink for us. Okay, but with like the bare scraps we have left, like death is coming.
Yeah.
And I could just imagine me being like, oh, you probably don't want me to like froth it with this stupid little thing, right? Okay, because like I know you're like above that. And then I can see you being like, and this is like what I love. I can see you being like, ah, give me the froth.
Yeah. I would ask, I would want the froth.
You would accept the like, it kind of reminds me of you even talking about having the plane's blanket up to your chin. Like, you accept the comfort of a plane blanket? Like, it's almost, like, surprising for me.
I accept comfort across the board. Right. I'm always looking for it.
Wrapped around you?
Yeah.
You experienced my, like, intense food neuroses while I was waiting on the plane.
I had to coach you. I had to tell you that there will be food on the plane.
I asked someone as I got on the plane, the woman, you know, standing there, I go, is there food on this plane? Because here's what I saw. Because one time I got screwed.
A snack box?
JetBlue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw worse. I saw all the people waiting in line, people getting on the thing with huge bags of McDonald's, like such food stuff to a plane that I was like, they know something that I don't. And the last time that happened to me, bless you, the last time that happened to me was when I assumed there was going to be food on this long ass, like night flight. And I was wrong. And I see all the other people eating their fucking McDonald's and their burritos from
That's
the airport.
Terrible.
And I was like, oh my God, there's nothing but pop chips.
Oof. Yeah.
Hell.
But so wait, hang on.
Anyway, I got really
stressed. So there
was
not hot food.
It wasn't hot, but it was a meal. Okay. I was worried that the not hot.
What was it?
Was going to be, it was, I thought I was getting hot beef. Okay. I thought I was getting like a steak.
By the way, I'm sorry. I just have to laugh. We now only talk about airplanes.
I know. And I was like, really going to try to bring it up.
Like, it's like, oh, a wellness
podcast.
No, it's not a wellness podcast. It's not, it never was, but it's now an airplane pod. We talk about airplanes.
I wonder if we get sponsored by the points guy or Seat Guru.
Ooh.
Those are the ones. Anyway, let's pull back from
sponsored
the plane.
By an airline.
I'm really excited. I mean, sorry, we're on planes.
I think an airline should take over at this point.
Oh, wow.
There's not isn't there some Delta executive?
Delta, we're calling. If there was
Can
an
you
official-
imagine if JetBlue called?
Oh, wow.
I'm taking us out. We can't do a full
more
airplane segment.
We'll be done with airplanes by end of Act 2, I swear. I just have one thing to say. Can you imagine if there was a Poog, if there was an airplane, an airline that supported Poog, okay?
Okay.
Do they not recognize Poog what
Air?
That would do?
Now I'm going grandiose. Poog Air, we launched an airline.
Well, I mean, Richard Branson launched his Virgin or whatever, and, you know, I don't think he was some plain man. I think he was just some ideas man.
I have a huge idea.
All right. What
Poog
is
Air.
Yeah.
Every ticket costs the same. Okay, yep. Actually,
and every and it's only it's first class all the way to the back.
Well, here's what I was gonna say. It's a huge plane. I guess planes are already.
Wide body jet. Of course.
So it's a wide bodied, girthy jet.
Yeah,
it's essentially the business class experience. Maybe not a first class pod experience, but it's a business class experience throughout. So tickets are, and this is like the old world where all the tickets are a certain price and they're endlessly interchangeable. If you miss your flight or whatever, you can cancel and get on a new one.
Mm. Interesting.
Anywhere in the U.S.
Okay.
Let me think about
coming
this.
With a price.
Anywhere.
Because you gotta, it's gotta strike the balance.
Okay, I mean,
anywhere in the new. I don't think this is about affordability.
No, it's not.
This
is but don't you think play. If it was everywhere in the U.S., $500. And you
that
got
balance it
a
out,
big,
right?
You got a nice, and people are going to go, but I'm only flying from LA to San Francisco. Well, guess what? You're still paying $500. Okay.
Because guess what? When you're flying to London. Okay.
Is also, yeah, exactly.
It's also $500.
Maybe for international.
We never fly to London.
For international. I think right now we only launch within the U.S.
Keep this in mind. A spa experience, which is often priced by the minutes. They're like the forest bath 90 or the forest bath 120, you know?
Mm.
There is a mentality, if the plane experience is so positive, then even a 2-hour flight, I don't think it's wrong to ask for spa level pricing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a luxury experience, I guess. No.
I just think there are fewer seats, and it's well, okay. This is obviously
that's what JetBlue thought they were doing.
I'm not.
Started with nothing. They started with no first class. Do you recall?
Whoa.
JetBlue began with just more. I think more legroom in coach than any other airline.
And then they
were forced to add Mint. The people wanted a little package.
Mint is extraordinary.
I can't believe I'm so sorry.
We're still talking about airplanes. We got to get off.
I just want to say that
I was very moved because my cousin, my dear, wonderful cousin, was talking about how, you know, her guilt about flying and offsetting. I have to find it. She was saying there's this thing where the guilt about the way, you know, the emissions.
The carbon emissions.
Yeah, and all of that. That there's a this website, you'll enter in how much you're traveling, and they'll go,
oh,
donate, okay, like based on all the travel you did this year, donate $100 to us and we'll distribute this toward like renewable energy sources.
Towards my son.
We'll distribute this towards my son's at Tufts.
Education.
Yeah.
And they're like, donate this and you're back to zero, kind of like you.
Well, just like
it out.
It's like a way to offset
the
guilt.
That's interesting.
Which I thought was an interesting idea. Okay. I'm cutting us off of airplane talk.
No, that's fine.
Although I do think Puget is huge.
Look, I will say, so this will get us off quick. I know it will. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked to see goddamn Sunday Riley soap and lotion.
Where?
You'll never believe. United. in the bathroom. in the on-air bathroom.
What does that mean?
And
daughter was like, dad, you need to get, you know, like, also Sunday Riley is something that's one of those brands that has hovered. It's like in the air, just in the atmosphere. Like it is the weather. Like I've never purchased that item,
launched, though,
but I've seen it everywhere. And by the way, feel free to send the products.
The Blue Tansy marketplace. Their Blue Tansy oil.
Yeah, no.
That dark blue. Like others started doing it, maybe others even preceded them, but Sunday Riley nailed it on that dark blue.
When people see something blue, they flip the fuck out. When they see a blue liquid that isn't artificial, like blue spirulina. If you go into any health food, and they go, oh, it's the blue drink. And by the way, even I'm seduced by it. GT had a blue kombucha. I nearly dropped to my knees. I couldn't believe it. And it was blue algae or something. Loved the flavor, by the way. It's so intoxicating. So a blue facial oil that is blue because of some
dark,
unreachable product that we could
oil.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that is so romantic
an orchid
to put blue.
That lives beneath the sea. Somehow.
May Lindstrom, the blue cocoon, that oil, that hard oil that's like, you know, melts.
I wonder if that's blue tansy as well.
Probably.
I even enjoy artificial. I mean, I haven't, you know, I used to go through a thing. It was sort of a joke, but I only drink blue drinks. What about cocktails? Because I remember being like on the road at this like cheese ball restaurant, and I just was really comforted by these like ridiculous blue cocktails they had. You know, just like,
oh, it's fun,
big, stupid kind of like. I'm just checking the time. Okay, we're doing
I
okay.
Actually have to pee. I almost never have to pee in the middle of recording.
Actually, so do I.
This is unheard of.
And we're at 11:23 of Act 2, and considering Act 1 went long, I think, like, we cut this one early so that it can be added, you know what I mean, to the other
Fab.
One.
Okay, let's take a pee break.
All right. Okay. See you shortly.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's nix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Paid by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right, from trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right, get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime beautyco.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
What's going on? What's going on?
I just want to say, sorry, I was coming talking. I just want to say, I've been revived. Thank you for your patience, Jacqueline, and sitting with me today. There were some technical difficulties the listener never heard, and I was becoming irritable and I was hungry and I may have even snapped at you. And I also just now went into the bathroom. By the way, going to my bathroom, all my towels gone. Kind of a thrill. Like the bare, you know,
the naked,
just the absolute naked reality of it. And I love my bathroom.
It's the place you moved into. It's the place you moved into.
Wow. And so, and then I was looking around and I thought, yeah, maybe I'm just, it's kind of, this is an opportunity to essentially hold every object in my home and decide, you know, I just, it's time to shed. And I feel motivated. I feel like after Poog, I'm just going to throw things the fuck away. And by throw away, I mean donate. But some things, you know, are beyond donation. No one should be holding
absolutely.
That thing.
And that becomes the question of what is the way to get rid of our waste. I mean, you really got to just think back. It's so crazy that there was a time when, I don't know. I do not know anything about this, so I really shouldn't get into it. But I sometimes like imagine it being like the 1300s and being like, oh, so literally nothing was disposable. Nothing. Take a minute with that.
What would you mean?
So like everything they got, like let's say it was like, okay, I need to go like get some grain from the grain man. Okay, you would put it in some kind of vessel.
The sack was there for generations. Oh, I know. We completely... Wait, trash. We've talked about trash on
trash.
Food. I mean, it's just, it is.
We've accepted unimaginable. It, and that's the problem.
We've accepted it
as a reality when it should not be a reality.
Absolutely not. And it is so overwhelming. Single use plastic continues to dominate, and it's just the trash. Is,
I mean, you have to, I think, no, you don't. I don't know. But I'm just thinking the empathy is there. I wanted to tease, it's so rude, but I wanted to tease John Early because he posted something like, at one point, regarding plastic, what was the plan? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, or something like that, right? Yeah. It's hysterical and whatever. And I like wanted to just like be like, because I'm like this sometimes, like I wanted to be like, well, life-saving medical devices.
Yeah. Remember those plastic ads where it was like, children in hospital beds, and it was like plastic, and I'd be like, "You're damn right."
Yeah, no. First of all, you're exactly right, and that is literally, I think, what probably turned me. Like, I think it's, I think I'm spontaneously coming to this fresh realization. It's like, no, I consumed in one bite that ad 20 years ago. Well, I mean, beef is what's for dinner. I find moving. It's sort of essentialist advertising. I mean, I've talked about this in other contexts, I feel like, but like when Banana Republic or something is like this is huge. Are you ready? Like this kind of advertising, they're just like the crisp white shirt.
Oh yeah, I know.
When they just name the essential thing,
just the platonic ideal of the thing.
Yes,
and that's
and then
what they're
like
selling.
The
well, it's like the store that's
that.
Like, we sell one chair. We sell one chair.
Because it's the best chair.
We sell one couch. Well, I just want to say I'm glad I don't have my new couch in here yet and that my new couch doesn't have to be witnessing me in this moment.
I'm going to post a picture of my old Burrow that I left in New York because, by the way, Burrow reached out. I mentioned their couches last week. They reached out. There's some Poog listeners at Burrow HQ, which is pretty exciting. What? No, are you already worried? No, you're going, should I have gotten a couch from, tried to get a couch from Burrow? Oh, fuck, I made a purchase.
If I could have gotten
money.
A free couch, yeah, or I'll check out the website. But yeah, because I am shedding and I'm now, this is good. The moths are good.
I installed one of my Helmers from IKEA and the other one was busted. Or no, the other one has some dents. It had been pre-opened and an entire set of the drawer glides that are required for it. We're not in it. It's like they gave me two left feet, basically, equivalent.
Yeah.
Okay, but with the drawer glides. And it's
God
just,
damn
it's
it.
Hell.
That's, see,
it's hell.
That is exactly, you have
what
exactly located. It's me calling the moth person and then going, oh, the connection's poor. Yes. And then I just never, and then it's gone. It's like the impossibility. Like you go, you buy it.
Because
they give
there's
you the
no
wrong,
clear
and
answer.
It, what do you do?
What do you do?
I mean, it's the chaos.
Like, no,
it's insurmountable.
And you have to let go. It's like, do I call? What am I even saying? I don't want to, like, having to describe the Helmer drawer glides and the way that some of them have two holes and some have
good
one.
Luck.
And you gave me two of the two
just
holes.
Just throw the whole thing
one.
Away. See, I would start crying and I would just toss the whole thing into the street.
Right. And it's just, no, and that to me, like for some reason, that particular version of waste bums me out, you know?
Well, yeah, because
it's like it's 98% or no, it's 82% of the Helmer, you know, it's just, but I'm also just pissed. This situation cannot be, we need to get real with the situation of people unboxing things, repacking them. I guess that's why technology or like a B&H has like, this one's been opened. Like, yes, you can get an opened box for less. And they acknowledge that. They don't try to pass it off like, oh, yeah, we just put it back in. I mean, are you kidding? IKEA, a million parts. And you think someone putting it back in is going to. Anyway.
I'm just thinking about one more thing I want to say. It's really hard for me to part with things that I got for free. Like John Early had been gifted in some gift box, like a huge Pendleton blanket, which I was like, I don't like this enough to put it on my bed or a couch or anything, but to me this is a dream picnic blanket.
Yes,
because it's totally huge and thick. I had it in a drawer, Jacqueline, and I opened the drawer and a moth was on it. What do I do? So what I'm gonna do after we hang up,
maybe it's
I'm gonna
to
go
move.
Grab it. I know I'm gonna go grab it and I'm gonna throw it over the banister on my deck and let the moths fly into the sun.
I mean, have you gotten any information about, I mean, I'm sure it's Googleable, but again, don't listen to the people who have some subtle ideas, like or subtle methods, but just like what needs to be done to linens to absolutely
That's what I'm going to go do because I, of course,
you know, it might just be hot water.
I know. And that this, again, highlights why this is a gift, right? We have to, as Pima would say, and how things fall apart, you know, turn a sword is a flower, turning the sword into the flower.
Mm.
Something comes at you, injures you. It's actually an opportunity, right? And so the sword of the moths.
Blood blooms. The blood blooms out of the wound.
Wait, what?
Blooms.
Sorry. You love when blood blooms. You talked about wounds blooming with blood. I feel like you've talked about that.
No, I feel bad that because my friend, whatever, it doesn't matter. I pulled it from my friend's writing, which she does it a lot, and I love it.
Well, I'm gonna bloom. The moth is gonna bloom with a gift, which is that it's allowing me to not only shed things, but to face my fear of information, because.
I live in fear of information.
Because, you know, there's a thing, you know, who said it? A little information, there's nothing more dangerous than a little bit of information. I forgot who said that.
Oh,
and I refuse to Google it. But there's something
it's so deeply real.
For me, it's like, you know, it's like I have this emotional belief that like the moths cannot be killed by hot water and they just might fully be killed by hot water. The larva.
Exactly. And that's what we have to hold out strength for. It's like when I was like not just spraying the roach spray in the crevices of my old apartment, like behind this.
Right.
Like,
you were
whatever.
Caulking.
Well, that actually was worth. I actually think the caulk is better than the poison. But I was like soaking a rag in the poison and stuffing that behind like the wall in the crevice, like just like another layer. Like I was like spraying is not enough. Like it's just that belief of. of more to a point of like someone, like whatever, retinol up to the lash line, whatever. And it's like, is that
retinol up to the lash line? What's that?
We talked about it once on Poog, and then someone referenced it like on like Twitter or something, but it was like, I was saying that I, you know, they're like, don't use it around the eyes, like the delicate area. And I always feel like they're just protecting me legally.
Right.
And I'm like, but that's where I want the anti-aging effects. That's where I want to protect from sun damage long term. So I'm like, the idea of just like, you know, more not being better. Frankly, Tracy Anderson talked about it in her post class chat the other day. Because like some of the people in the classes, they try to make modifications, okay, because they think they know better than Tracy about her method that she's developed over the course of, I mean, it's her life's work. And they're like, yeah, I'm actually going to add more weight. So like we're supposed to wear the 3-pound weights. They're like, I'm actually going to do 6 because I'm not feeling it. And she's like,
good luck.
There's a reason I said 3. Yeah. You think I can't lift 6?
I just want to say that
I can lift 6.
I just want to say that I've never done it. And I'm actually going to start to be upset if we're not invited to a Tracy one-on-one class where she's bouncing with Gwyneth and stuff.
I mean, God, look at me about to sell the, I'm about to sell, but like I was about to be like, I mean, the thing is though, like through the basic membership, you actually are getting like some of the best access to Tracy you can.
I can't believe we're a Tracy Anderson airline podcast now.
I'm sorry. I actually don't think I talk, obviously I reference Tracy weekly, but like, I don't think I've done any deep dives.
I'm not actually upset. I'm actually getting excited to go get that Pendleton out of there. I'm feeling like I'm going to channel my fear right now into shedding objects. And I feel like I think we are kind of done here, but I'm feeling like the kind of excitement, like I have the strength to shed.
Yeah, I am. What's in store for me? Oh, I'm gonna work on the merch card a bit. I had bone broth. I had athletic greens.
We
are doing a formal.
You just reminded me. Wow. I had to take my Arume.
Your Aurum?
Aurum, sorry.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I believe it's Aurum. U definitely comes before the M.
I'm intrigued by because it's some kind of probiotic that's supposed to be for mental health, and it's not exactly a probiotic, but resilience. It's something like that.
Yeah, it definitely has a name that is in the lactobacillium variety type of a name, but not that, of course. The sound of you crunching something is actually comforting. It's actually comforting. Though. Oh, well, no, yeah, people absolutely despise the sound on air, but for me, the sound of you crunching is cute because it's like, it's almost like crunching's like below you, kind of. Like you're like this mind, okay? And for like someone to hear like the nibbling, like the breakdown of a cracker between your two teeth is like charming. It's like Kate is the little squirrel.
I love you. Thank you for seeing me that way. It really makes me feel loved. I was going to quickly as we leave say, I'm always talking about my daughter, but I had a really amazing dream the other night where I had a baby son. And okay, I loved the son.
Fascinating.
I truly had this feeling where I was looking at them and it was like I came across the baby. I knew it was my baby. And it looked at me. He looked at me and like put his arms up like, mama, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And the love that I felt for this child, it was so overwhelming. And then I was holding him and I had this overwhelming desire for another baby. And it's so, when you have dreams where emotions are so visceral and like fragrant, it was like, this is my, so of course I'm like, well, it's a visitation for my future child.
Right. No, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Although I want to propose one other option and I don't want to take
it.
You know what your dreams mean. Well, in theory, we're everything in our dreams, right?
I hate that.
But let's just take a minute with that.
I think it's
Jung.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, not that it's you, isn't what he said. Not that like everything
a part of
is
your psyche.
Well, yeah, of course. It's all you. Our whole lives are you. Your life is you yourself. You can't ever get out.
Yeah, but at least in your dream, there is no other, like in theory, I mean, respecting other people's discrete consciousness, I think is fair. Am I just you? I mean, yes, in
you're
a
me.
Global spiritual
yes.
sense.
Everyone is
no,
you.
No, but I mean, yes, but we're talking one level down from that. Okay. And so I think, like, you know, you're running from the witch, you turn around, you hug the witch turns into a flower because it's like in the dream, you are revealing the things you've othered. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then if you embrace and connect in the dream, you reincorporate your psyche. So it's not split off. It's kind of like some of the idea.
So what do you...
But therefore, yeah. What I'm seeing here for Kate Berlant, who regularly speaks of, you know, not wanting a son, okay? only can imagine wanting a daughter, et cetera, et cetera. I can't help but feel in some of the changes you're going through and your transformations and facing things, you know, in your home, even alone. Okay. Yeah. But I feel like you facing certain like tasks that maybe would have stressed you out in the past. Like, I feel that you might be meeting your baby, so to speak, male. Okay. The you can father yourself, you can care for yourself.
Wow.
And it's developing, okay? It's new, it's developing. Like, it's young and needs to be cared for. Mm. But, like, and not that... Do you know what I'm saying? For male?
So completely. It is interesting that it was a little boy for me.
So distinct.
Yeah. Wow.
And that you care for that and you're nurturing, like, this other part of yourself that you maybe haven't claimed yet. I don't know. Imagine if I was a therapist and I go, I don't know. Like I say some shit, I mean, and I go, I don't
therapists
know.
Therapists should say, I don't know.
No, they should say it a little bit more. Yeah, ain't that
but what I'm paying. Okay. Thank you so much.
You think it's over, right? It's time
to
go.
Oh, yeah. It's time to go. I feel like, I mean, I've all lost right. sense, but I feel like we've been talking for 4,000 hours.
I mean, we've definitely done enough.
I love you. Thank
My
you.
My only concern is that we haven't begged enough for anything. Because I got to like say.
What did we beg on this one?
Like, I can't think of a single thing.
Sunday Riley could send some stuff. How about this? How about a natural teeth whitener? Eh.
I just want to yearn. That's the thing. I don't even want something right now. I'm like, I just want that thrill of yearning right now. I'm like, that's what I'm missing. It's not about even like, I mean, obviously I want the scent. But I just like, I want right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I will say I actually spent all night on the Adam Selman sport.
Oh
website.
My God, Adam Selman DM directly. What an angel! I'm so excited to pick out stuff.
Oh my God, after last week,
I was ranting the other day about how I've never spent money on a swimsuit. Like I have like I've never. And yeah. I'm gonna ask him for a
well,
fucking
have you seen,
suit, honey.
Because have you seen the ones with the deep? And when I say deep V, I mean sub belly button.
I've seen the ones that are like the high
they call
French
it even
cut
a V.
And like the belly's out. They're cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, love you.
Love you. Talk to you soon.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design. All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.